right, let's go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this Tuesday, March 26th. How the heck are you? Dave Gibson in here with all the good stuff just for you. All kinds of cool stuff on the show today. We started things out by John's observation over the weekend while watching golf that escaped Steve and I. We talked Elton John's autobiography, a perfect bracket so far. Yahoo had some interesting Kiss news, and we heard about a strange tradition in Austria involving fruit. Then had a little mystery sound. John had a what the hell is that segment, and hometown madness continued today, as it will all throughout the week. We're pitting neighborhoods against each other in our hometown madness contest to get you a seat in our squeeze box seat for the upcoming Who show. Brian Adams had some violence at a concert, and speaking of rock stars, Phil Collins joined us today. No, not the singing drummer, the guitarist of Def Leppard. We talked to him about going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a whole bunch more. Plus, there was a slippery situation on the turnpike today. Dish soap everywhere, which of course got our attention. Anytime there's something other than potholes causing havoc on the roadways, it must be addressed. And this is the place to get all caught up on all of that. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Now, I only read about this morning, right? But I'm going to assume that you two saw it.
Okay.
What was the golf championship or match that was on over the weekend?
Oh, the Valspar.
The Valspar?
Yes.
All right. Did you see the fish?
No.
Fish.
The fish. Yeah, it seems that during the course of the tournament, some osprey came down and, you know, headed into a lake or a water hazard or whatever that was.
Plucked one out.
Uh-huh. Goes to take off, but the fish is heavier than the bird realizes, drops it on the green, and some guy goes running out in the middle of the match, grabs the fish, and throws him back in the water.
Really? Oh, that's incredible. Googling it now.
Wow, how do you like that? I finally have something on golf that you two didn't know.
A scoop.
Right? It actually doesn't involve golf, though. Right? But it's pretty good.
Well, it happened at a golf match, all right? You know, let me have that.
When's the Masters?
As soon as the azaleas bloom.
Thank you. The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Elton John and Rocket Man. He has, when's the movie come out? Next month?
The 31st of May.
31st. Oh, so it's Memorial Day weekend. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's coming out that weekend. All right. You know, isn't it?
The week after.
Oh, it's the week after?
Yeah, Memorial Day is the 26th or 27th this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, the movie coming out then, the Rocket Man movie coming out then, and his book isn't coming out until the fall, which he just announced the name of. You know what the name of Elton John's new book is?
On Tour Forever.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Yes.
6,000 more shows.
Finally.
All right. Me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
That's it. That's the name of the movie.
It's even shorter than Keith Richards. Wasn't his, like, Life?
Yeah, yes.
Right. It's a trend.
Me.
It's time once again for
the John DiBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DiBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Ahead of us, and Steve seems to be talking about it every morning. He was talking about it yesterday, talking about it this morning again, of course, is the Locals Only Beer Fest, which the two of us will be at today. But Dave's got to go to a wedding.
Yeah. That's right. So, subjected to whatever the open bar is.
All right. 50 delicious beers, 25 of the finest brewers. I mean, everybody and his mother's going to be out there. Victory, Broken Goblet, Naked Brewing, Flying Fish, and Ship Bottom Breweries. They will all be there, and hopefully you will be there as well. Where is there? It's the Independent Seaport Museum, and is all happening on April 13th. Get tickets through WMGK.com. Use the keyword locals, and it will be coming your way. It's brought to us in part by Piccalilli Inn, and of course, everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. So, how's your bracket doing?
Not terrible. I have a group of friends that is 38 people in a bracket, and I'm tied for second.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah,
right.
Not doing too
get
bad.
It, Steve.
All right. Yeah, nationally.
Well, you're not doing too bad
until
I compare you to this guy, Center Road. Have you heard about this guy?
It sounds like a street.
What's his name?
Well, it's the name he's using for his bracket. According to NCAA.com, the Center Road bracket remains the only unblemished bracket heading into the finals.
Wow. There's
always one of these every year.
Right. Which makes me wonder.
Is it the girl from The Office who knows nothing?
Actually, no. In this case, whoever this person is picked all four 48 games. I mean, the first 48.
That's wild.
Correctly.
Yeah.
All right. The odds of doing this, just for a reference, this comes from the NCAA. The odds for doing this are 1,281,474,976,710,656.
Yeah, that's insane.
To one.
Right.
It makes me wonder how many did he fill out? Not that I expect him to
even
fill out
still,
a trillion brackets.
I mean, imagine predicting a coin flip perfectly 48
right.
times in a row. And that's just the beginning of this.
Right. That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying based on a coin flip, yeah. that's what the odds are. And in the final four, who do you have in the final four?
Duke, Tennessee, Michigan, North Carolina.
Well, if this guy's right, you're wrong. He's got Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, and Kentucky. And he believes that Kentucky will win the championship.
See, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Kentucky loses in the next game against Houston.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Screw your perfect bracket, you jerk.
I picked my teams at work one night. Took 6 hours, 10 p.m. And I'm going to rank higher than all my friends. I've missed my work so much, I miss my wife. I'm watching every game. There's games on day and night. I'll be in it a long, long time. Cause I live winners while you suckers cry. I am the man who makes friends look like fools. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the bracket man. Bracket man. Winning every single lot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
A story came out this week. Gene Simmons was talking to Yahoo 7 News.
Okay.
Right?
That's where I get my news.
Yeah, I was going to say, until I saw this story, I didn't know there was such a thing as Yahoo 7 News.
It's a local Yahoo affiliate.
Anyway, he was on Yahoo 7 News and basically said that when it comes to his relationship with Paul Stanley, I'm all about myself.
Duh.
Yeah, well, really, Gene.
Scoop.
Why do I get the feeling that he's the last person to say to find that out? He goes, I love the sound of my own voice. Yeah, Gene, we know.
Yes.
We have noticed over the years that you do.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
All right, so normally on Mondays, we would do our four random facts.
Sure.
Right? And yesterday, we did four random facts about Elton John because it was Elton John's birthday. Later on this morning, we will celebrate Steven Tyler's birthday. But I came across a fact in prepping for what would have been the normal Monday. I came across a fact that I'm not sure if any of you have ever heard of this before, but I want to single it out.
Okay.
All right. In the 1800s in Austria, single women... This is just absolutely ridiculous. Single women would put an apple slice under their armpit during dances.
Okay.
Deodorant?
No. At the end of the night, when it was nice and sweaty, they'd give it to the guy they liked.
Jesus.
And if he felt the same way about them...
Get out of here.
Stop. Yep. He'd eat it.
Oh, man!
Oh, why?
Yep.
What in the world?
Where
was this? Austria?
Austria. 1800s Austria. Single women would put an apple slice under their armpit during dances, get all nice and sweaty, right? You know, Probably little hairs in it, too.
Oh, of course.
It's
are you kidding me?
Centuries.
Yeah, there was no Schick razors back then.
Steve is about to lose it. This is as bad as Brian with mayonnaise.
That's disgusting. How did something like this start? Was the king, like, trolling somebody?
Probably. Something like that. Yeah. Put this apple under your arm, and if he likes you, he'll eat it. All right? That's what my mom told me.
Sour apple.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
Everything looks great for the home opener. Going to be around 60 degrees, 305 game. All right. And John Brazier is going to be here. Who are they playing? Atlanta this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Atlanta on Thursday, and then they're off Friday. And then
Atlanta, it's Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, Brazier is going to be here tomorrow at 8:10 to join us. And we have plans. Yeah. We'll just say this much. We have plans. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet because they don't want Brazier to prepare. But we do have plans, and you'll have the opportunity to pick up some tickets for this weekend's game. Speaking of games, I've got one for all of us this morning, one of our favorite games to play here in the studio called
What the Hell Is That?
Okay. All right. You ready for What the Hell Is That?
Oh, yeah, man.
All right. So for What the Hell Is That this morning, tell me what the hell this is. Now, you might hear some people in the background there. All right, so what the hell is that?
An injured seagull.
An injured seagull. Yeah. Okay, all right, what are you saying?
Some sort of baby monkey.
Some sort of baby monkey, all right. Cindy?
Like a peacock?
Like a peacock. Oh, that is an obnoxious noise. Boy, yeah. That noise that peacocks make is really obnoxious. Well, Dave...
Yeah. Right.
You're closest.
The poor thing. Oh, okay.
You're closest. No, it seems that every year in Belgium, there is a huge seagull imitation contest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Human?
These are all humans, all right? It's called the European Gull Screeching Championship, and the people are pretty good at it.
Where'd this guy place?
Yeah. I don't know. These are three different people. Right. It's three different people doing that. Yeah, I mean, it goes on, but I think we've had our fill.
Yeah.
All right, it's like the most annoying hobby ever.
Yeah, it really is. Imagine hearing that in your basement all day.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Right now.
It's awesome, baby! Okay, Philadelphia, time to step up. It's Hometown Madness.
Welcome to the big show.
Yep, it's time for Hometown Madness, being brought to us by CJ's Tire and Automotive. Better, faster, more affordable. Joining us this morning is Kelly Bailey, and Kelly is from Marlton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. How long have you lived in Marlton?
I've only lived in Marlton about 6 years, but I've been in the area all my life.
Okay, all right. So what's your favorite thing about living in Marlton?
Just the area, you know, it's convenient to a lot of different things.
What is one of the convenient things that you use living in Marlton?
Roads.
Well, close to the shore, but not too close.
Okay. All right. And joining us, representing Levittown, is Karen Ritterson. Am I saying that right, Karen?
Yes, you are.
All right. And tell us about Levittown. How long you been there?
Oh, I've been here for about 45 years.
Oh, wow. Dang. Okay. All right. You're probably, if you've been there for 45 years, you might be the second owner of the home, if not the first.
Probably the third, I would say.
Oh, really? Okay. all right. And your favorite thing about living in Levittown?
Oh, we're close to everything. The mall, shopping, you got it. It's right around us.
Is there a good pizza joint you like?
Oh, yes, an A&S pizza.
A&S pizza.
Nice. Cool. Our intern's losing his mind, by the way.
That's pizza around.
Well done.
Our intern's dad owns A&S Pizza. All right. Well, Kelly, you're going to be starting us this morning, and Dave has your very first question. So you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, now we're going to give you five questions, and then we will move on to Karen. So, Kelly, here comes your very first question.
All right, here goes. How many players does a men's lacrosse team have on each side?
I'll go with nine.
Oh, man.
You missed by one.
Just
ten.
By one. How many eyes does Illinois have?
obviously the word.
Three.
Three is
there you
incorrect.
Go. Nice. Right. The Canary Islands lie closest to this continent.
South America?
Africa.
Tough one so far. Ooh. The letter K is slang for what denomination of currency?
1,000.
There you go.
That's two for you.
For which president did Jelly Bellies create a special blueberry variety for?
Blueberry, huh?
Yep. Jelly Bellies blueberry was created for which president?
Ronald Reagan
is...
Yeah, nice.
Correct.
Nice.
So what's that, three in total?
Yep. Three total,
three
yeah.
in total. All right, now, Karen, we move over to you. You have to get four correct in order to win this and get the $50 gift card and move into the next round where there's a $100 gift card and maybe end up in the final round where you could be in the squeeze box with us, with three of your friends, for the Who Show on Memorial Day weekend. You ready?
Ready.
All right, Steve, give her first question.
All right, Karen, this W state is the least populated state in the U.S.
Wisconsin
would be wrong. Wyoming.
Oh.
Which of the zodiac signs is the ram?
Leo? No.
No. Aries.
Man.
Okay, right. Got to get these three. Which way does water swirl down the drain in our hemisphere?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Which way does water swirl down the drain in our hemisphere?
Clockwise or anti-clockwise?
Anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise is... incorrect, so that means that Kelly, wow,
all
it's
right.
going to be Jersey against Jersey.
Wow, how about it?
All right.
Nice.
Kelly, you move on to the next round. You've got a $50 gift card and, of course, the opportunity to move on and maybe end up at the Who Show with all of us here at MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
A couple got kicked out of a Bryan Adams concert in Canada with only 20 minutes left to the show. You know, in Canada, he's a national treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, so...
Next to Bieber.
The woman had moved closer to the stage. Mm-hmm. She exchanged words with someone in the front row, and her boyfriend came up and escalated things. And she was so mad they got kicked out of the show. She got so mad that when they got home, she stabbed him in the face.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Luckily, it was only a flesh wound. But, of course, we've got audio.
Just like a knife. Wait, we're talking. Stop.
Please forgive me. I'm not what I do. Don't deny me. It's pain I'm going through.
John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of Def Leppard, they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend. And if you have plans of going to Vegas this summer, or maybe this will make you have plans to go to Vegas this summer, Def Leppard is going to do a residency at Planet Hollywood. They'll be there August 14th through September 7th. And you can get tickets now through Ticketmaster.com. And joining us from Def Leppard is Phil Collin. Hiya, Phil.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, fella?
I'm great, thank you. All good.
You know, we were talking to Rick Allen not too long ago. I guess you're really looking forward to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Long time coming. So, yeah, what I'm really looking forward to is the performance part. You know, we get to play, like, three songs.
Uh-huh.
So all of that stuff is, we're a live band. So, yeah, that's the fun part.
Speaking of being a live band, there's a story. During the Pyromania tour, you guys used to get wheeled out on stage in laundry baskets.
Because we used to play in the round.
Okay.
You know, like, you'd be in the center of the arena like a boxing ring and... to get there, unless you came out like a boxer, you would have to kind of sneak out there.
Uh-huh.
So we had these laundry carts, and the best one ever, we got Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin to push one of our carts. Me and Rick Savage in this laundry cart. He said, I'll do it. And he dressed up as, he put a pirate thing around his head and a leather jacket and kind of pushed us out, and no one knew.
I was going to ask, did anybody notice, hey, that pirate looks like Robert Plant.
So he just showed up for the show that night just to push you on stage?
Just that one night, you know, just there. And once you're on there, you just have to wait for the... So the audience would leave. I think that's how we used to do it. Yeah, then we would kind of walk out in robes and stuff. So, yeah, pretty interesting process.
Now, I never realized that Deep Purple was such a huge influence for you.
Yeah, it was the first show I ever went to. I was 14. My cousin took me, and it was in London. It blew me away, and that's the reason I play guitar, really. It done the trick, you know. So Richard Blackmore was smashing the guitar up, and just what he was playing, it was so kind of inspiring. It was just so that done it. So for 2 years, I pestered my mum and dad. I said, I need a guitar, I've got to get one, and finally got one on my 16th birthday.
So you didn't start playing guitar until you were 16?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. I mean, well, you know, it's typical for a teenager to pick it up, but for someone of your fame and notoriety, I would have just thought you started even younger than that.
No, it was pretty late. Yeah, a lot of things I kind of do late. I'm a late starter and, you know, kind of getting it rolling out. But, that was good. I knew what I wanted to do, so I had all this stuff in my head. So even before I picked a guitar up, I was like, I've got all this stuff and it's got to come out somewhere. So the guitar was the perfect kind of tool, if you like, to kind of just let all that flow. So that was killer. Great.
Now, being a guitarist, and you know, and I understand Richie Blackmore, how much of a Led Zeppelin fan were you?
Oh, I love Zeppelin as well. I mean, just absolutely. You know, I saw Zeppelin as well when I was a kid, and amazing. The depth of the stuff, you know, they were so cool as well. Loved it.
Now, are these guys, like, if you were with Blackmore or you were with Jimmy Page, right, would you get starstruck, you know, being around them, even though you might even know them?
I was just with Jimmy Page. Just last year, I just put a photo up on Instagram because he was doing this special dragon guitar like he did on the first.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
You know, I got to hang with him, and he's just a delight. He's just wonderful, and he's just so cool, and it was just great to hang around with him. But same deal, you know, Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey. We've done some shows with them in South America, and again, it's just a joy, you know, because they inspired us so much, you know, growing up. And it is weird seeing them in real life, you know, when you're talking to them, you go, well, I remember, again, without sounding too name-droppy, you know, we was doing a stereo album, and Mick Jagger was next door doing a solo album, and we got to hang, and we got to talk, and me and him having a coffee up the back, and I'd be talking away, like, to this English guy that was, like, really interesting, and I kept forgetting that it was Mick Jagger. You'd go, oh, my God, I'm talking to Mick Jagger. So, yes, in answer to your first question, I'm still a little bit fanboy. It does have an effect.
As I said to you, Rick was on the air with us not too long ago, and we've had him on the air a number of times, and I finally got around to asking him, hey, look, you know, I wanted to ask him about, you know, losing the arm, and we had that conversation numerous times, but then I started asking him about, okay, one-arm drummer jokes, and then he just started rolling with them, right? But being on the other side of this, when Rick lost his arm, what was it like for you guys? Because he told us what it was like for him to rejoin the band. What was it like for you guys when you found out that happened?
Well, me and Steve Clark were in Paris with our girlfriends. We had two girlfriends that lived in Paris, and we were hanging with them. And we got this phone call from Peter Mench, who was our manager at the time, and said, Rick's had this accident, and it severed his arm. And we're like, well, what do you mean severed his arm? He said it's cut off. And we're like, well, you know, you just think it was a gash or something that. When we found out really what had happened, it was like you couldn't really compute. We were a lot younger then, and we were still a little naive to stuff, and we couldn't really compute. It didn't really kind of register until we saw him. I remember me and Steve went and visited him in hospital, and he was so positive. He said, look, I'm going to play drums. I'm going to use this left foot instead of the arm. And we were kind of still wigging out about the fact that he was just wrapped up like a mummy, and one of his arms was missing. And there was more to it than that. You know, they tried to reattach it and it got infected and then had to amputate. So it was like kind of insult to injury, really.
Right.
You know, made it even worse. But, you know, he came out, he's got that kind of British resolve that we all had, that we inherited from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the World War II, you know, my mum and dad were in London and, you know, air raid shelters and, you know, the Nazis are trying to blow everything up. It was kind of weird, actually, even them hearing them say that. But I think because of that, you know, adapted something from our parents. Mm-hmm. We kind of had that. And with Rick, he absolutely, that was the thing, you know. It was like, yeah, it's tis bar flesh wound. That, you know, Monty Python thing where he just has to knife up your arms and legs off. And he's like falling over on his teeth. So there's definitely a bit of truth to that. So, yeah, and that was it.
Well, Phil, thank you so much. And, oh, by the way, Chris Epting says hi.
Oh, brilliant. I love Chris. He's just great.
You take care.
You too. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Smoke on the water, the John DiBella Show, 32 degrees outside of Vegas. Smoke on the water and soap on the highway.
Yeah.
They're still cleaning up all of that dishwasher soap on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Well, think about how long it takes to just get off your hands.
That's true. Much less. That's true. I hope they're not watering it down.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Supposedly from a bright side we got from somebody that they're out there. They have some absorbent stuff sucking up all of the soap. But okay. All right. It's like,
my cheap ass will be out there later, right, putting it in a bottle. Yes. I'm set for 2019.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.